If you live in an older house, you're probably losing money out your front door, out your window frames, even your roof. President Obama's new stimulus package sets aside $5 billion to weatherize homes. Some of that money is headed states so they can train contractors and help homeowners cover the costs. The idea is to save energy, hire people, and maybe even slow down global warming. NPR's Christopher Joyce recently visited North Baltimore to see just how that money is going to be spent.
A neighborhood in North Baltimore, homes built in the 1920s, a neighborhood where people have enough money to buy a home, but not a lot more.
Hello, how you doing? My name's Mike.
Hi. Mike Shiflett works for Home Energy Loss Professionals. They're energy detectives. Their project today is a rambling three-story frame house. It's got a new coat of gray paint and white trim around new windows. It looks good for its 80-some years, but the owner says it's as drafty as a barn.
I'm Princess Mormon. I actually just settled on the house in October.
But you've just moved in, and you discovered that this house is pretty darn cold.
Yeah. My bill is already $500 a month.
She wants to save money, and she wants to be comfortable for her children. So we're going to take two birds and one stone that way.
Bob Logston runs the company. He started doing this 25 years ago, back in the days when a home energy loss professional was just a plain old weatherizer.
Whenever I would tell anybody that I did weatherization, they looked at me like I had two heads. But now if I say we do green energy efficiency work, you know, it's on the tip of people's tongues.
People like Princess Mormon can weatherize their houses through a state program that pays some of the cost for homeowners who make up to about $65,000 a year. Mormon says she couldn't afford the upfront cost of doing it all at once. Bob walks down to the basement. Mike Shiflett has been checking the heating ducts in the basement. They deliver hot air to the upstairs and then return it to be reheated. The basement's cold, about 50 degrees.
They cut a hole in the floor here, and this is the return lean upstairs, and you can see this gap.
So that's just basically a big hole going up into the house?
Yes.
All this cold air is going up in there?
Yeah.
The gaps around the ducts in the basement ceiling let cold basement air leak upstairs. And there's another problem.
Basically, this basement is being heated because of the simple fact all this heat that's running through these ducts, it's cold down here, and cold's drawing the heat.
All your windows are shut, right?
Yeah.
Now it's time to set up a big exhaust fan.
We're creating a wind tunnel within the house, in a sense, vacuum.
Not a total vacuum, of course, we'd all die, but enough so that cold outside air will get drawn into the house through any openings it can find. As he walks through the house, Logston holds an infrared scanner to his eye and points it at each wall, window, and seam. A bright blue lights up the screen.
Around her windows,
41 degrees.
Door frames,
36 degrees.
The baseboard,
45 degrees.
Stairway,
42 degrees.
The outlets,
48 degrees. Lots of cold air getting in, and much of it from the basement. So Loxton's going to seal the basement off from the rest of the house. Down in the basement, Logston's workers paint mastic on the heating ducts. It's like wet cement, and it keeps them from losing heat. They also wrap all the pipes with insulation, as well as the water heater.
Thought is basically just putting a blanket around it, keeping the heat in, you know, just like a human's body. You know, you start getting cold, you want to be wrapped, so.
Maryland will pay up to $5,000 to weatherize homes for qualified families with incomes up to about $65,000 a year. Maryland's Energy Administration says the average energy savings for the homes they've had retrofitted runs about 20%, or about $400 to $500 annually. So it would take about 10 years for a homeowner to recoup the cost of a retrofit like the one Princess Mormon is getting. So far, though, state officials say three-quarters of the homeowners in the program have paid for the retrofits themselves. Half say they do it for comfort, one-quarter to save on energy bills, and another quarter to help the environment. Malcolm Wolf, who runs the Maryland Energy Administration, says the federal stimulus package will expand his program, and that means putting more people to work.
We are training folks every week. Unemployed or underemployed construction workers can easily be retooled to do air ducts and insulation installers and meet our current needs.
And that makes Bob Logston pretty optimistic.
Yeah, I'm bringing my son up. I'm bringing his friends into it. If you notice, I have a younger workforce. I call them the next generation of energy efficiency. And I stress the point that it can be a career to them. It's just something that's going to grow. I just know it's going to grow.
Members of Congress who designed the stimulus package say it could pay to retrofit 1 million homes nationwide. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.